WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Fox Network has invested heavily in fantasy with its mid-season TV series. Tonight, Fox presents the second installment of Andy Richter Controls the Universe, about an office worker with a very active imagination. Tomorrow night, Fox presents the premiere of Greg the Bunny, a new comedy mixing people and puppets in a very unusual way. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
These days on television, fantasy is becoming easier to come by than reality. Ally McBeal got a lot of notice for it 5 years ago, when the idea of seeing inside a person's head was still somewhat novel on television. Now, whether it's voiceover narration or flights of fancy, internal thoughts and external silliness are all over the place. When it becomes more common, it also becomes devalued. But these two new Fox comedies are worth sampling. Andy Richter Controls the Universe, starring Conan O'Brien's former sidekick, owes more to James Thurber than Ally McBeal. And Greg the Bunny is like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but with puppets instead of cartoons. The idea is that puppets, without being controlled by humans, coexist in the same universe. And that one of them, Greg the Bunny, talks his way into his big break as the new star of a children's TV show. Greg isn't that terrific a personality. He's no Alf, and though I know I'm dating myself here, he's no Bunny Rabbit from Captain Kangaroo. But it's a clever concept, and the human co-stars, Eugene Levy from Second City and American Pie, and Seth Green from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Austin Powers, make me laugh. Almost no one in primetime right now, though, is making me laugh as much as Andy Richter. It's very easy to make a bad show about a guy with an overactive imagination. If you remember the Hank Azaria show from a few months ago, and there's no real reason you should, you know that for a very painful fact. What's difficult is to make a good show about a guy who dreams too much. Andy Richter Controls the Universe does just that, and does it by succeeding in two different but equally important areas. First, the fantasies themselves, some visual, others verbal, are clever and unpredictable and often pile up like cars in a traffic jam. A single fantasy can go on for quite a while before reality intrudes again, as in this sequence, when Andy's colleagues from work drop by his apartment to ease the tension between Andy and a new employee named Byron.
The problem was, Byron was a good guy, and the four of us had a nice evening together.
Love is but a song we sing.
We played folk songs, wrestled.
You can make
wrote letters for Amnesty International on behalf of political prisoners.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother.
And danced.
Try to love one another right now.
Then we all hugged each other goodbye. All right, none of this really happened. But we did have Chinese food, and we all liked Byron. And I felt awful.
The most impressive success of Andy Richter Controls the Universe, though, is that the scenes of Andy's reality are as good as the scenes in his head. The characters are strong, the cast members, including Irene Malloy from TV's Gross Point, are talented, and the plots, though not very complicated, are full of jokes and twists of their own. In this sluggish TV mid-season, it may sound like a fantasy, but these two shows, especially Andy Richter's, are worth checking out. Really.
David Bianculli is TV critic for Fresh Air and the New York Daily News.